The hearing first focused on whether McDonald's financial disclosures intentionally omitted gifts he or his family received from former Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams in order to hide their relationship. Those include golf trips and paying for wedding catering for the McDonald's daughter. Prosecutors also accused the former First Lady of selling off stock in Williams' company to hide earnings in excess of state reporting requirements. While the defense argued there was some confusion about what should be reported, they also noted that former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli was investigated for his acceptance of gifts and cleared. They argue McDonald's should be held to the same standard. Next, there was the cross-examination of a defense witness who performed a forensic analysis of their finances. He said he would testify that the couple had a positive net worth to invalidate claims that the couple conspired with Williams to get them out of debt. He said, in fact, it was Williams who benefited financially from the government's intentional delay of two civil suits against his company. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.